This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Richard Hendry and Kyle Hendry. They are the promoters of the Dragon Festival. It's coming up real soon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so tell us about the Dragon Festival. How cool is that?
Well, it's very cool. The Dragon Festival is the first Renaissance fair in Brevard County history, as far as we know. And we're doing it for Save Dragon Point, which is to help rebuild Annie the River Dragon, the maritime landmark out there. And it's January 25th and 26th over at Wickham Pavilion next to what we used to call BCC, but I guess it's something else now. But we're going to have jugglers and jousting and horse rides, pony rides. We've got knights with battling knights and swords. We've got all sorts of music, strolling musicians, strolling entertainers, just about everything you'd normally see at a Renaissance fair, plus pirates. We have a whole pirate encampment that's going to be out there, and Viking ship, and, of course, our epic beer tent.
Yes.
Yeah, our giant epic beer tent. So that's a lot of fun for everybody.
Okay, and how do we get tickets?
Well, you can get tickets online. Go to thedragonfestival.com and just click on tickets. You can purchase them right there. If you don't want to do that, you can always just show up at the day of. We have the box office, which is going to be inside our castle wall that we're building on Thursday and Friday down there at Wickham Pavilion. So, you know, if you're in the neighborhood, you can drop by and watch us build the castle.
Okay. So do people wear costumes to these things?
Well, you know, we'd like people to wear costumes. We'd at least like them to wear something. But in general, we're going to have probably in the neighborhood of 75 to 100 people out there working tents and booths that'll all be in costume. We've got kings and queens and knights and princesses and baronesses and duchesses and things like that out there. We'd love for the community to dress up. I think that would be wonderful if we could get people to come out and do that.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the effort, Save Dragon Point. What's going
to
happen?
Well, they're raising money to get the land back and then to rebuild the dragon. And that's a process that's been going on for a long time. Poor little Annie out there ran into, you know, bad repair. And then obviously with the hurricanes and things, it pretty much decimated it. The land went into receivership and went into now in a bank's hand. And so now what they're looking at is, putting a bid in on the property and then being able to rebuild the dragon. And so that's where they're headed towards. And, it's a 501c3. Everybody who comes out or anybody that sponsors or supports this effort in any way, it's all charitable contribution. And hopefully, you know, this is a kickstart to a good season for them. And, you know, with any luck, they can have it rebuilt shortly.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a landmark here in Brevard County. Do you know when it was built?
You know, I wish I did. But I think it was certainly here long before I got here. I don't know about Kyle. Do you have...
I have no idea. I was born way after it was here.
But it's been around for an awful long time.
Anyway. I talked to someone who is a sailor, and they said that it's one of the few landmarks on a chart that it just says dragon.
Right.
That's how well known it is. So, once again, this is a Renaissance festival, and it will help to restore Annie the Dragon. And give us the dates, times, and how we get tickets again.
January 25th and 26th. We're open from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. both days at Wickham Pavilion. And you can get tickets by going to thedragonfestival.com and click on tickets. Or you can buy tickets the day of. They're $10 for adults, $6 for children. And there's a lot of deals out there with Deal Chicken right now and Groupon. You can get 2-for-1 tickets. There'll also be some coupons next week in the local newspapers for 2-for-1 or buy one adult and get a child free. So not that we're going to give you a child. You have to bring your own child. But there's lots of ways of getting tickets between now and then.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.